The good news, the Thai boys soccer team trapped in a cave have been found. Bad news, there's a new threat. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're going to tell you the latest on the team and how you can be praying in just a moment. And then stick around to hear how a Christian theology program is changing the lives of refugees in Jordan. But we'll start with the update. After several days of intense search, divers have finally located the soccer team, 12 boys and their coach who are trapped in a flooded cave in Thailand. All are safe. But now, with rising waters, rescuers have to find a way to get the boys out. One of the boys is a sponsor child with Compassion International who just recently committed his life to Christ. Pia Marie is a photojournalist with Compassion who's been covering this story over the last week. She says this boy's family continues to put their faith in God through prayer. So now, would you join them?
And just constantly keep praying that the boys can come out as soon as possible because, like I said, everybody's facing the weather and the water inside the cave. It's just unpredictable. And all I do is just like nothing else I can besides praying. And if I can ask other people, so please keep praying for the boys.
Next, fireworks and a day off are top of mind for many Americans today on Independence Day. So religious freedom may be a distant thought, though it played a major role in the founding of the United States. John Podiety of Bibles for the World says the freedom to follow Christ is a rare luxury in today's world.
There's so many things that are going on that are unreported or squelched in countries like India and in the Middle East and Africa.
Podiety and others recently met with the U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback.
And so it was an opportunity for us to share about places like India and Nepal and that part of the world. They say they have freedom of religion, which is constitutionally guaranteed, but they are not allowed to change their religion, which is a tremendous paradox.
And the ambassador is meeting with those groups again later this month. Would you cover them in prayer? You're listening to Mission Network News. In the past, most Americans have been pro-choice on abortion. However, the pendulum is swinging back. Last month, Gallup found a tie between Americans who identify as pro-life or pro-choice. This is significant because between 1995 and 2008, Gallup saw pro-choice beat out the pro-life view every time. But now since 2009, Gallup says there hasn't been a majority. Life Matters Worldwide's president, Eric Verstraat, says they're not surprised.
I think a lot of folks on the pro-choice side have always tried to use science in their favor, and I think science is beginning to come into our favor. Through the science of embryology, we can begin to show this is when life begins. And that's the ultimate question that most people have to come down to.
As Christians, we believe every life has value from our Creator God. Verstraat says we need to share this truth with compassion.
I think a lot of people have, frankly, been misinformed when it comes to a lot of this information. And so giving the proper information, doing it with compassion, I think is going to be our best bet.
And the refugee crisis happening in the Middle East is far from over. People are seeking refuge in countries like Jordan, where the Program for Theological Education by Extension is stationed. And while PTEE primarily focuses on education, it also teaches its students how to respond to crises, like the refugee crisis, through select courses. Sharing more from his church is PTEE's Robert Miner.
We have been helping people just in a very practical sense of everything from heating in the winter to basic food and basic medical needs.
Doing this in the name of a refugee who gave his life for the world has a powerful impact.
In the midst of despair, on the basis of much suffering, I don't want in any way negate that, but some are finding Christ, a new life in Christ, and that is precious.
Pray for these refugees and PTEE as it equips leaders. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.